This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio 1355. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded April 17th, Asian clandestines, WHRI usurps 7335 from CHU, Canadian medium and shortwave news, sorting out Croatia's schedule and IRRS relays, English from Libya, webcast from Mauritania, and the propagation outlook. First, let's have a look at some clandestine broadcasts for Asia, or if you prefer, target broadcasts. IBC Tamil, which is based in Toronto, broadcasting to Sri Lanka via Vertakel, Germany, is on a new frequency for the A07 season, 7225. Reported by Rich DeAngelo in Pennsylvania, the carrier came on at 2357 UT, news on the hour, and sign off at 0100. Of course, it's all in the Tamil language. Also heard with very good reception in Denmark by Acker Peterson, reporting via PlayDX. And that same frequency, 7225, carries on with some other programming during the following hour from different transmitter sites on behalf of FIBA, so don't get them confused. At 1 to 1:30, it's via Yerevan Armenia, the first half in the Badaga language and the second half in Tamil. And from 1:30 to 2, FIBA continues, but they switch to the Dabaya UAE site, according to this information, in the Telugu language, but they open with an English greeting, good morning. A few weeks ago, we mentioned the new broadcast to Laos called Swab Sha Mu Zu, brokered by TDP. Now Bernd Trout now has the background on that for DX Listening Digest. It is a religious program produced by the Christian and Missionary Alliance in, where else, Colorado Springs. The website about it is www.mongdistrict.org, and it's at 23 to 2330 UT on 11650 via Taiwan. Shiganori Aoki's frequency listing shows that Sound of Hope has moved again to 10,300 kilohertz, and consequently the Chicom Firedrake jamming has as well. That's on many hours per day, formerly on 10,400 and 10,200. Firedrake on 10,300, also reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain at 1740, although he was apparently hearing two stations, so the other one may well have been Sound of Hope itself. This news from the Northeast Asian Broadcasting Institute in Seoul, Korea. Free North Korea Radio has announced they will broadcast 2 hours a day, starting May 1st, 2030 to 2130 UT and 10 to 11. They say at 2030 they'll be on 7390. However, that's already being used by Open Radio for North Korea at 14 to 15 UT. And there's a bit of confusion about keeping these two clandestines straight. Free North Korea is transmitting via Taiwan, and Open Radio for North Korea is supposed to be transmitting via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, all of these brokered by VT Communications. So anyhow, starting May 1st until October 27th, Free North Korea Radio should be at 10 to 11 UT on 11750 and 2030 to 2130 on 7390. Seongmoon Park of NEABI had sent us several previous items about what he calls a broadcast accident, a mix-up between these two stations. For example, on March 20th, Open Radio North Korea was heard not only at its scheduled time of 14 to 15 on 7390, but the same program aired earlier at 10 to 11 on 9730. That's when the other one, Radio Free North Korea via Taiwan, was supposed to be on the air. He says, I guess it was an error in program delivery to the transmitter site by VT Communications. Then on March 24th, during the 14 UTR on 7390, instead of ORNK, there was an unmodulated carrier, but you could occasionally hear the Windows XP sound In fact, he heard it four times, apparently a computer error, again by VT Communications. Something similar on April 5th, during the first half hour at 1400, an unmodulated carrier, but the ORNK program finally began at almost 1432 on 7390. You might not expect it, but it seems that NHK World Radio Japan, in their Japanese language service, transmits Western classical music. I hear it reliably via the Bonaire Relay, UT Saturdays during the 2300 hour until 2355, the new frequency being 15265. Stuart McKenzie in California says he heard the same also on UT Friday. We're still awaiting any further reports of that new missionary station in Micronesia on 4755. It was heard for a few days at the beginning of March by several Japanese DXers, which turned out to be preliminary tests. But still, nothing heard well into April on 4755. However, if you're checking that frequency, watch out for confusing interference from some Latin Americans, not only Radio Imaculada Conceição in Brazil, but Radio Anta 2000, as I may have mentioned before, has occasionally jumped to near that frequency from its usual frequency around 4747. Nicolas Eramo in Argentina says, however, Radio Anta was back on 4746.89 April 3rd, around 0120. At that hour, there would be no clash, but we assume Latin Americans are probably also on the air in the morning when there would be a collision. Here's another unheard station in the Pacific. Barry Hartley in New Zealand tells BCDX, no sign of Port Vila Vanuatu on 3945 or 7260, the evening of April 13th. I haven't heard them for a while, perhaps a few weeks on either frequency. Normally they are strong and clear, but right now nothing for reasons unknown. It seems we may now add another station and another country to the roster of those testing DRM. Radio Australia on 5995. Chris Mackerel in New Zealand reported to Hardcore DX that he was hearing DRM testing on that frequency between 12 and 14 UT in early April. 23.4K bitrate, undecodable due to interference from adjacent channels, with similar results in North America. On that frequency, the site is presumed to be Brandon, where there was already news that they were planning to install a DRM transmitter. 5995, of course, is also used for some DRM tests from Europe, but at that hour there should be no confusion about which is which. Wolfgang Büschel wonders if another Brandon frequency is also trying DRM at 11 to 12 UT, 12080. There have been quite a few programming changes at WRMI, and Jeff White explains what's going on there as of mid-April. There are a couple of blocks which are being reserved for various repeats. Many, if not most of them, DX programs, but at no specific times. This will include our World of Radio, but also Frecuencia al Día, Wavescan, DX Party Line, Aventura DXista, and Viva Miami. There's no hard and fast schedule. These are on weekdays on 9955. Check between 05 and 09 and 10 to 12 UT. Furthermore, WRMI is now carrying the World Radio Network Monday through Friday for 9 hours a day, starting at 16 UT until 0100. Until 21, the frequency is 9955, which does not appear to be jammed, and from 21 to 01 on 7385. Checking the WRN schedule, I'll just list all the broadcasters this includes. You can look it up to see the exact times. New Zealand, Vatican, Slovakia, Poland, South Africa, Ireland, Czech Republic, Sweden, Australia, China, Hungary, Ireland, Romania, Netherlands, Russia, Israel, UN, Vatican, and Slovakia. Here's a thread from ABDX in January. I hope the info is still correct. Michael Richard in Wyoming lists a number of stations which play oldies and webcasts. In case you enjoy that kind of music, www.komaradio.com in Oklahoma City, www.oldies957.com in Shreveport, www.krth101.com in Los Angeles. Chris Taylor's in South Carolina says his personal favorite is in North Carolina, www.957theride.com. And one more from Eric Berger in Michigan, www.wpon.com, which is in Walled Lake, Michigan. They have a bunch of talk shows mixed in, but they play oldies, rare ones from the first decade of rock and roll, complete with lively, upbeat DJs. You may not have noticed this unless you're trying to set your clock in the middle of the night, but CHU has some competition for 7335. WHRI's 250 kilowatts in South Carolina has appeared on that frequency starting at 0600 UT, and it's on the schedule until 1100. Furthermore, according to FCC listings, WHRI has the option of using that frequency with their 100 kilowatt transmitter the rest of the 24 hours. I've brought this collision to the attention of CHU, which, as you may recall, was thinking of closing down, but has been classified as a broadcast station that apparently has not helped them avoid collisions from U.S. stations, which I don't recall ever happening before when CHU was a utility. World Harvest Radio, I think, has been made aware of this problem, and we'll see if they do anything about it. But as of April 17th, they were still on 7335, with CHU beeping away in the background. If you go back a few years in shortwave listening, you may recall CKFX 6080 in Vancouver, B.C., notable because its rated power was only 10 watts, thus making a terrific DX challenge. Some people did manage to hear it, as far away as New Zealand at least. However, it's been off the air for several years. However, the owners are just now turning in their license. Doug Smith reports to DX Listening Digest about a CRTC action, an application by Rogers Broadcasting to amend the license of CKWX 1130 in Vancouver to delete the shortwave transmitter CKFX. Dean McIntyre in Alberta also forwards this news and says he managed to QSL them in the mid-1980s. In the Ontario DX Association, Greg Schatzman says the letter to the CRTC is rather short and a bit humorous. We have since determined that CKFXSW is in fact no longer in operation. We'd like to amend the license by deleting the transmitter. It sounds like they just figured it out. How many years has this been off the air? The call letters CKFX were actually reissued to an FM station in North Bay, Ontario in 1996, also owned by Rogers. More on CHHA 1610 Voces Latinas in Toronto, which we mentioned last week, has relocated its transmitter site and is being heard as far away as Hawaii, at least if you have a beverage antenna. Artie Bigley was wondering if they've raised power. No, not yet. However, they have applied to the CRTC for a power increase from 1 kilowatt to 10 in the daytime. They say, in fact, that the relocation of the transmitter, requested by Industry Canada to correct interference problems, causes this application. They need more power to restore their signal to areas which lost coverage following the relocation. Thanks also to Ricky Leong for that item. Mike Brooker in Toronto, IRCA, has more about the former Pearson Airport Travel Info Station, CFYZ 1280, which is being relaunched as CFBN with an all-business news format, Biz 1280, or The Sound of Money. He says, will this succeed? They couldn't do worse than some of the other abortions on the local dial, such as the former Mojo 640, but they're still a high-powered TIS, covering mainly the area near the airport and northwest Toronto and Mississauga. Their signal could be nearly useless for most of their target audience in Toronto's Bay Street Financial District. In downtown Toronto, on a car radio, they would get hammered by Rochester, and they would not be able to penetrate the concrete and steel of an office building. You're listening to World of Radio number 1355. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Consult our website for much more info, including our archive of DX listening digests, upon which World of Radio is based, worldofradio.org. Thanks to the cooperation of World Radio Network, I'm happy to report that this program will again be available as a podcast via WRN. Look for their podcast page at www.wrn.org. Just in from Rogildo Aragao in Bolivia, a new frequency for Radiodifusora Tropico in Trinidad, Bolivia, 4958.1 variable, replacing 6037, heard April 17th at 1755 with a program of messages. More on the three-way collision on 15345 we've been mentioning. On April 17th, Dario Monfrini in Italy was pleased once again to be able to hear Argentina's Italian broadcast at 19 UT without interference from Spain, which he says had been missing for a couple of days. We can only hope they have left this frequency permanently, although there is still a slight collision with Morocco on 15345. I've been wondering if LRA-36 Antarctica is still active, and just saw a report from Maurits von Driesche in Belgium, who seems to have a pipeline from Esperanza Base because of his antennas and his quiet rural location. Yes, he was still hearing it April 17th at 1900 UT on 15476. For many years, CB radio on the 27 megahertz band has been used illegally in parts of the UK, especially Northern Ireland and I think the Republic of Ireland, to broadcast church services on Sunday morning. Now that has finally been legalized, according to an item in radiowaves.fm via Mike Terry and the British DX Club. Churches and small community broadcasters are now able to broadcast their services in Northern Ireland without a license. This follows a successful three-year trial across the province using a system known as CADS, Community Audio Distribution Systems, using the same channels and equipment as Citizens Band Radio. Ofcom has deregulated the system, lifting restrictions on the church-only broadcasts. Commercials, however, will not be allowed. Rog Parsons wonders if this will break any international agreements or conventions. Mike Barraclough looked further at the news from Ofcom about this. It's not just church services, but live community events which are eligible. Council meetings, for example, using CB equipment, no commercials, and they are for intermittent use only and available to broadcast to the public in a local area, meaning, I guess, no skip allowed. Rog Parsons then points out that CB, of course, prohibits the transmission of music. So will these church services be allowed to transmit music via CB? Bernd Trutnow in Lithuania tells DX Listening Digest a test transmission of laser radio will be carried out Sunday, April 22nd at 11:30 to 14:30 UT via Sitkunai, Lithuania, 100 kilowatts on 9710 with a 279-degree antenna. Laser radio is the label for a new relay service project by Andrew Yates. Years ago, his productions were carried by the Ulbroka Relay in Latvia under the names Laser Radio and Euronet Radio. The website for this project is www.laserradio.net. Mike Barraclough says Radio 4 is repeating a program on jamming recommended if you missed it the first time. It's April 18th, Wednesday, at 12:30 to 13 UT on BBC Radio 4. The show is called It's My Story, Political Interference, mainly about jamming from the Soviet bloc. And like all Radio 4 programs, it'll be available to listen again for a one-week period until April 25th. I see on the Radio Prague website they have finally included the relays via WRMI among all their broadcasts and other relays. There's also one via Sackville in English at 0330 on 6080. However, I was hearing Radio Prague concluding English until 2359 UT on 6000 kHz, surely via Sackville. The trouble is that half hour at 2330 is supposed to be in Spanish. More about Croatia's shortwave broadcast, as I mentioned last week, giving the times for English. More and more foreign languages are being heard on 6165, which had been the domestic service. Dragan Lekic in Serbia says, English Monday through Friday at 18.05 to 18.15 and Saturday at 18.05 to 18.10 are carried on 6165. In World EX Club contact, Edwin Southwell logged Croatia today at 1600 UT on 6165. And according to the schedule via Dragan, the 1600 broadcast is for 15 minutes except on Sunday when it's 5 minutes. Furthermore, the 3-minute English broadcast at 1000 is Monday through Friday only, although the 3 minutes at 0600 are apparently every day. Jean-Michel Aubier in France heard Spanish for 3 minutes from Croatia on 6165 at 1200 UT, and he and Jose Miguel Romero in Spain heard 5 minutes of German at 1900, also on 6165. Ron Norton of Nexus, IBA, also known as IRRS in Milan, Italy, circulated a new schedule effective April 13th. It seems they've changed all their frequencies. Furthermore, the new frequencies are in band, while the old frequencies were at the edges or out of band. It appears the secret transmitter operator got the word that they'd better move inside the band. So here's the latest schedule. Friday at 16 to 18:30 on 7285, Sunday at 9:30 to 12 on 9510, Sunday at 13 to 13:30, this one targeted at the Far East, on 15750, Sunday at 14 to 15 on 6125, and Sunday at 16 to 19 on 7285. They claim the power is all 150 kilowatts. There is still nothing definite about where these transmissions are actually coming from. We have assumed Bulgaria was a very likely site. However, the guys at DX Mixed News in Bulgaria says all these frequencies are not registered and not via Plovdiv, Sofia, or Varna in Bulgaria. Instead, according to the Bulgarians, they're likely coming from one of the Albanian sites at Serik or Shijak. Well, I've tried to get this confirmed one way or the other, as has Drita Cicho of Radio Tirana Monitoring. So she asked Alfred Cotroneo of IRRS, do you broadcast via Serik, Albania? And he replied, no. Meanwhile, one of the transmitters at Shijak, Albania for Radio Tirana is back on the air after repairs. They were gone for a couple of weeks. And we're again hearing them colliding with Cairo in English at 2300 on 9460. However, Tirana should be changing that frequency soon. I did hear English to North America at 0230 coming in quite well from Tirana on both 6115 and 7425. It does appear that Bulgaria is a possible location for relays, even if they don't want to talk about it. Bertrud now explains that the radio and TV transmitter networks in Bulgaria, including the shortwave sites, are owned and operated by the Bulgarian Telecommunications Company. In 2004, this former state enterprise was privatized. 65% of the shares bought by Viva Ventures, based in Vienna, a subsidiary of the Anglo-U.S. investment fund Advent International. The BTC website, including English, provides a price list for BTC's transmitters, including shortwave. All broadcasts on shortwave from Bulgaria, including Radio Bulgaria and others, are airtime leases on transmitters from BTC. On April 13th, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing English from Voice of Africa in Libya at 1408 UT on 17600, a new frequency but poor reception. Also noted by Ola Alm in Sweden, who says that the new frequencies 9590, 11835, and 17600 have been registered as issued in France earlier, but they've only recently been activated from Libya. Libya did not shift to summer frequencies immediately on March 25th, so they've now done the switch and selected some new frequencies from the issued registrations for their local transmitters. However, 17600 did not last long. On April 14th, Brian Alexander and I were hearing English from Libya between 14 and 16 on 17870. He also heard them on parallel 21695. The trouble with 17870 is that on weekdays only, it's totally obliterated by the DRM test from French Guiana, centered on 17875. I checked on Monday and, as expected, could hear no trace of Libya, even if it was still there. It was being heard also on Sunday the 15th by Ola Om in Sweden, on 17870, that is, after 1400. And so was Brian Alexander. English actually did not open until 1406. If you enjoy the music from Mauritania on 4845, you may now be able to hear it on a webcast. BBC Monitoring reports that Mauritania's only indigenous broadcaster, the state-owned Radio Mauritania, is available on a live audio stream via www.radiomauritanie.com. The main service in Arabic, French, and local languages is on the air at 0630 to 01UT on 4845 or 7245, medium wave 783, various FM frequencies. Furthermore, TV Mauritania is now being streamed live. I watched that for a while myself, even though it was the middle of the night in Mauritania, via www.tvm.mr. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing Voice of Tigray Revolution, Ethiopia, on their new frequency 5970, April 13th until 0359, with their distinctive interval signal. It was weak, however, and was completely wiped out at 0359, by Radio Nederland Bonaire, signing on 5975. Martin Groot in Netherlands says he's now found the other frequency of Voice of Tigray Revolution, parallel to 5970. It's 6185, heard April 13th at the same time, opening at 0356 with its distinctive interval signal, in this case under Vatican Radio in Lithuanian. So these two replace 5980 and 9650. Jeff White tells us the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters and the USA DRM Group will hold a two-day joint annual meeting in Elkhart, Indiana, May 10th and 11th. These meetings are open to broadcasters and other interested parties, hosted by HCJB's Global Technology Center in Elkhart, which is involved in engineering, R&D, training, and technical support. It's been at the forefront of research in developing Digital Radio Mondiale. On the agenda for the 2 days of meetings are tours of the center in Elkhart and the world headquarters of LaCie Broadcasting in nearby South Bend, Indiana. Speakers will include Kim Andrew Elliott of VOA, Adrian Peterson of AWR, Alan Graham of HCJB, and other people involved in DRM broadcasting. Shortwave listeners are invited to participate as observers. Pre-registration is necessary, but free of charge. See www.shortwave.org/meeting.htm. Thanks to a tip first from Aaron Bretfeld of BDX, as of April 17th, the censored public version of the HFCC A07 schedules are finally available. A zip file via www.hfcc.org. Go to the public data section. The propagation outlet from Boulder issued April 17th. Solar activity very low. Geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled. A and K indices peaking at 25 and 6 April 28th. As low as 5 and 2 April 25th to 27th. May 1st to 5th. Solar flux steady at only 70 through May 14th. That's World of Radio 1355. I'm Glenn Hauser, inviting you to hear me again next week.